The Don, Don Nelson, coach of the Mavs, and Norm Hitzkus, Dallas-Fort Worth's godfather of sports, have a sit-down on the Mavs every Wednesday at 10:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 3:36. We're just getting going for today. We would like to inform you of this. Big Dick Hunter will be appearing at Home Depot this Saturday from 2 until 4. Now, he's going to have to really get out of bed a lot earlier than normal.
I'm Big Dick.
But the Home Depot in question here is the real item of intrigue because it's in Balt Springs at Elam Road and 635. So,
where is that? Where's Balt Springs?
That is in far southeast Dallas. That is on the other side of Pleasant Grove.
Oh, dear.
In fact, it is a suburb, if you will, of Pleasant Grove. And he will be there from 2 until 4 this Saturday. You can register to win ticket T-shirts and a $25 gift certificate to the great outdoors. He's even bringing some ticket chicks to Balt Springs, which certainly should drive those boys out there crazy. I remember when we used to play Riley Junior High in sports at the Brown, and they always had the most tore-up cheerleaders because they were out in that part of the world.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, that's very, very exciting news for Balt Springs, the appearance of Big Dick Hunter this Saturday.
By the way, April 4th is when the time change goes down. April 4th.
Perfect. 2 months away.
Yeah, cool. Also, before we get to this, have you guys seen the new Major League Baseball commercial with Derek Jeter, A-Rod, and Josh Beckett?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the best commercials going out there.
Yeah, they finally put together a good commercial, but what's A-Rod doing in it?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
he's the MVP.
Yeah, he's the MVP, but he's marooned on a desert island right now, isn't he?
I think it's pretty good they asked him to be in it.
What, he's in it because his wife's in it.
Who's it for? I haven't even seen it.
Is that his wife upstairs?
I believe that's his wife. Yeah, that walks out from upstairs.
I thought it was Jessica Simpson.
No.
Who's it for?
Major League Baseball.
MLB, baby.
NASCAR.
That's right. For NASCAR.
I thought it was for a product. Asses.
It's for opening day.
Well, baseball is a product. By the way,
he's right, Corby.
Came across another A-Rod item of intrigue.
What's that?
You know, we've heard for some time now about the cooling of the scene between A-Rod and Derek Jeter, and that was one of the reasons why the Yankees never really got involved in the A-Rod action, because they didn't want to do anything to irritate Derek Jeter. According to Page Six today, a couple years ago, there was some sort of scene where A-Rod took a girl away from some sort of model who I did not recognize. They mentioned her by name. Her name is Joy something or other. And there was some sort of scene where one of them took the girl away from the other.
Oh, Joya Behar.
Yeah, on The View.
No. That would be funny.
Jeter's all pissed off. I loved her, dude.
Well, that's got to be the ultimate to a big-time rich athlete's ego when another one takes a girl away from
you. What do they care? They can have any...
It's the principle of the thing.
Oh, yeah. I bet that drives them nuts.
I mean, you wouldn't
think... They'd rather a carpenter from the Bronx take them away from them than another athlete.
You wouldn't think that one of them would care that this guy's making only a couple million more than this, would you?
No.
Well, they do. See, it's all about ego with those guys. Anyway.
I mean, that's probably the difference in flying first class everywhere you go and getting on somebody's private jet. And when a girl's going to play the nookie card, she's going to play it to the highest bidder.
And don't you forget that.
I won't.
All right, what do you got, Grego?
Ran into a little bit of a problem today.
You're the hammer.
Need you guys' advice on it. See if you've ever run into it before. Because, you know, I've told the story for years and years and years. I got my hair cut and never tipped the hairdresser because I just didn't know.
Right.
Just didn't know. And since then, You know, anytime I'm in some kind of situation, you know, if you're not used to tipping, then you don't know to tip, right? So I was in that situation today because I've had to move cleaners. My cleaners went out of business that I've been using for 10 years. And so I found another cleaners, which right up my alley because you can drive through. You know, you ever heard of those?
No.
Yeah, it's great.
Seems like a bit of technology that you've embraced, Greg.
Yeah.
Drive-through cleaners.
Don't know that I'd call it that, but you know, I saw this and it's close to my house in Arlington, and I'm like, wow, drive-through, that's great.
I like the old-fashioned method of just walking your pantsuit in.
No, I don't like to do that. Drive-through, hand them the clothes, walk out. So today I went to pick them up for the first time. Are you supposed to tip those people?
Do they bring them out to you?
Yes. Yes. Well, they have a little sliding door, and when you drive across, you remember the old, you guys probably don't remember this, but Ron, you do, the old gas station, the little thing you drive across and you hear the bell?
Yeah. Yeah.
They have one of those.
Just flip them a couple
to let them
of
know.
A little hose there?
Yes. Here. Yeah. So you drive across there, and they do the sliding glass door. They come out there. You tell them your name. They bring you your clothes. They open your back door. They hang them up, and you pay them.
Is there a fortune cookie involved?
No.
Then do not tip.
That's what I said. You just flip them a couple of fortune cookies.
I'm just trying to have I'm trying to find out if I screwed up and you guys are trying
to
take it
up. Did you tip?
No, I didn't.
I've never heard of tipping the cleaners.
I didn't know, but are you supposed to?
When in doubt, it never hurts. But the thing about it is,
You're setting a dangerous precedent, though.
Yeah, you're setting a dangerous precedent, and if nobody else does it and you find out about it later, you feel like a schmuck.
Right. It didn't dawn on me until I left. You know, I was driving away because I was kind of in a hurry, and I'm driving away, and she sure did thank me a lot. Like, is there anything else? Do you need to drop off anything? Thank you. It didn't dawn on me until I got driving out, and I'm thinking,
I've never heard of that.
Oh, should I have tipped her? Because I think you ever go to Sonic?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, see, I go to Sonic because they got those little slushies that I like, and you tip there, right?
You beat the grape slush.
Yeah, you tip at Sonic.
In fact, would you like one today?
What, a Sonic? Oh, I'd love
a slush.
I'd love a limeade. One of those, you can get one of those sugar-free limeades, and they're great from Sonic. They're wonderful.
Sugar-free?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, they're bring good. Grego one of those up here and bring me a grape slush from Sonic.
Hurry.
Come on, let's get it.
Do you guys ever go there?
I haven't been to Sonic. We tried to go there on the drive home, but we had an incident at the Sonic. Me and Grego and Groobs were driving back from Houston, and we pull into a Sonic because Grego's jonesing for a malt.
Groobs!
I wanted a malt.
And we wanted to eat dinner.
The overwhelming response is don't tip the cleaners, by the way.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, here's one for you.
Groobs!
What about the guys who dry your car off at the car wash?
Do you
tip them?
That drives me crazy, because I've told you that story before. Another tipping story that I had where you tell them, hey, you know, I want you to clean it, you know, a little bit better. And they're like, well, you got a tip. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm already paying. Like one time I'd had Clyde in the car. There was a little bit of dog hair. I'm like, hey, make sure you get this floorboard a little bit better. And the guy's like, you know, looks at me like I'm crazy. And he goes, well, you know, you need to tip the guys. I'm like, I'm already paying $20 to get this done.
Was he from another country?
Yeah, they all are.
That's why you keep a couple extra gorditos in the car.
But... like the people that you, when you walk to get your car.
Doesn't it start to stink after a while?
Snag.
Like when you go out there to get your car, and the guy's just finishing up, the guy that waves the flag or the rag, whatever you go out there. I never give them any money. But apparently you got
to
tip.
Well, who do you give it to then?
The guy that writes the ticket. And apparently they pool all the tips.
Screw that guy. He didn't work. He just writes it out. He says hello.
They pool.
I give it to the guy that busts his ass.
Yeah, no, I've never given it to the guy that writes the ticket.
Hell no. He gets paid more than everybody else.
Right, but they pool all their tips.
So it doesn't really matter. I give it to the guy at the end if they're going to pool their tips anyway. Because he's busting his ass. But this, you know what? This speaks to a larger issue. What you're talking about, the dry cleaner. This speaks to the larger issue of everybody thinking that what they do is worthy of a tip now. There are certain industries that you traditionally tip. The people that cut your hair, the people that serve you drinks, the people that serve your food. But now everybody wants to get in on the action. If I go get a scoop of ice cream, well, they've got a little jar that says tip.
I don't understand that.
What are you, for scooping ice cream?
And ringing
for
me
doing
up.
Your job.
You didn't bring it to my table.
No. You want a tip? That's ridiculous.
Well, the bartender just opens a beer and hands it to you.
But if they mix you a nice cocktail, if they put a little extra in there, if they show some extra heart making your drink.
So basically where...
It's customary for a bartender.
I always thought that, though, when
exactly,
I was bartending. Basically, they were tipping me to steal. They were giving me money to steal.
Yep.
You know, you mix them a little bit better drink, and they're going to give you money. And but, basically, all you're doing is stealing from the owner.
But don't bartenders and waitresses and waiters make less money? That's why they make tips.
Right.
They get paid less per hour. Whereas these other people that are scooping ice cream or making sandwiches or whatever that want a tip, they're making more money. Their hourly salary doesn't require that they get tips.
Exactly.
Well, now it costs me a lot of money to get my slushy from Sonic because you got to tip them that dollar every time.
Yep.
Well, yeah, you got to tip them. They're car hops.
Yeah, they come out on roller skates.
Right.
No, they don't. Not on roller
skates. With hula hoops.
But I didn't.
They do. But I didn't know whether to tip the
just don't.
Cleaner's guy or
cleaner?
Not.
Yeah. When in doubt, don't. You want to hear the Grego freakout story?
Yes, it was not a freakout.
So we pull into Sonic, me, Grego, and Groobs, on the way home from Houston. I don't know.
Madisonville.
Okay.
And so we order. I get a grilled cheese and some French fries. Groobs gets triple steak fingers and something. And Grego gets his malt. Matter of fact, did you get a malt?
Or a large chocolate malt.
Large chocolate malt. She was like, okay, well, one problem. Our ice cream maker's busted.
Oh. All right.
And... Oh. Grego goes, what? Because this is the only place that we found within 30 miles that had his malt. He's like, what?
And when Grego gets his mind set on a food unit.
Yeah. And we'd already been into a Dairy Queen.
And that was theirs broken as well?
No, it was too slow. The line was moving too slow. And Grego's
so
like, get out of here. So we make, Grego, the lady goes, yeah, it's broken. Sorry about that. You know, and he was like, you know what? Cancel the whole freaking orders. So me and Groups didn't get to eat.
Well, what happened?
We drove off.
We drove off to another Dairy Queen about 10 miles down the road.
Did you get your shake then?
Got it.
Delicious, Buffalo. Wasn't it?
Got it. I think it was in Buffalo.
Did Groups reorder his triple steak fingers?
Yep.
With eight sides of gravy?
Yeah.
I think Groups is a big gravy guy.
There is no
gravy
question.
I would think so. I think Groobs likes gravy and Texas toast.
Well, good. We've always got to have somebody around here who likes gravy.
We're a gravy station.
Groobs!
Well, tipping imbroglios are... They're everywhere out
they
there.
They are.
I run into them constantly.
They are. And I just didn't know whether I was supposed to or not.
I think you're okay at the dry cleaners. I even had a guy called up that used to own a dry cleaners and said, I never got a dime on tips when I worked at the dry cleaners.
Good, I feel better now. I felt like I stiffed that girl. Oh, that, she was good looking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Should we tip at car washes? Hi, you're on the ticket. Should we tip at car washes?
We're pretty much established here? The fact that, I don't know why we're going to the phones. See?
Well, they might have had something, that's all.
You know, another thing, do you tip the groomer that does your dog?
No.
No, that's me. All right, 3:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Well, the big story of the day, do you tip the college basketball coach? We'll get into that next here on the ticket.